This is the local VK5 news segment.
And now for news about the CW Special Interest Group. Good morning. The next meeting of the CW Special Interest Group will be held this Wednesday, the 3rd of February, at the Prospect RSL Club, commencing at 7 p.m. The club is located at the rear of Prospect Oval, next to the grandstand, with the entrance from Wilcox Avenue, which is best to access from Main North Road. If you have an interest in either learning or improving your Moore skills, then come along and meet with like-minded people. There will be support for all levels of CW, from beginners to advanced operators. If you have a Morse key or a Kia, please bring it along. For more information, contact Paul at vk5ph@wia.org.au or on 0418 803 177. If you are interested in learning or improving your CW, come along to the Prospect RSL Club this Wednesday at 7 p.m. for the CW Special Interest Group meeting.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Theo, VK5IR, on behalf of AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. The next of our monthly fox hunts is scheduled for the evening of Friday the 12th of February. Hunters are to meet from 6:15 p.m. in the car park at Lockleys Oval, Rutland Avenue, Lockleys. This hunt will again see us hunting at least one and possibly two-metre hidden transmitters throughout the Adelaide metropolitan area. The frequency of the foxes will be broadcast on AREG's VK5RSB Summertown 70cm repeater on 439-900MHz just a few minutes before 6:30 p.m, with all invited to liaise and discuss their progress on the repeater throughout the night. Check out our website at areg.org.au or follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/VK5ARG for more information. As usual, this event is open to all interested parties, be it members and non-members, so we hope to see you there. 73.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, bringing you all the news for this week from the Southeast Radio Group. Our members continue to be enjoying the many good openings on 6 and 2 metres, with a fair amount of friendly competition going on between a number of them. Robin, VK5TN, prefers to use voice and single sideband, and Colin, VK5DK, favours FT8. And the local repeater is quite often occupied with these two and a couple of other members bragging about the number of contacts made during previous hours. It's good to hear our repeaters so busy, and we encourage any visitors to our lovely part of the state to make full use of our extensive network if travelling in or around our patch. It would be a bit of a rarity if your call does not receive a reply, and sometimes you will get multiple callbacks. That either means that we are a friendly bunch or that we are inveterate chatterboxes, but I prefer to think that the former applies. As far as I'm aware, the plan to erect our new dipole antennas for the bluff are still on track to be installed sometime very soon, and we look forward to, hopefully, restoring the coverage footprint and the efficiency of the overall site back to what it was before the problem with the old antenna became obvious. We have been suffering quite a reduction in coverage for some time now, and it will be brilliant to have the system restored. Other projects are still bubbling away, with the finer details still being worked on. All of these things take a lot of thought, time and effort, especially where written agreements are needed so that all parties know where they stand with regard to their rights and responsibilities. We have a full and interesting program lined up for our first activity night for the new year, and all still appears to be on track for a face-to-face meeting in our club rooms. I'm sure we're all very keen to attend this one. Hopefully, COVID-19 allows it to go ahead without any dramas. That exhausts my supply of news for this week, and so I will close by reminding you that the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish all of you a great week, and I say 7-3 from Serge.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD. With this week's news from the Northeast Radio Club. Yes, well, it was all happening last Friday. The Northeast Radio Club had two events on. The first event was the fifth Friday lunch, which was at the Highbury Hotel, and that was very well attended. Everyone had a nice meal and a nice chat, and all in all, it was quite enjoyable. So I'm glad everybody came along and had a good time. And the next Friday will be in April, and Sir Lunchalot will organise another lunch for the North East Radio Club. And the other function that we had last Friday was the general meeting for January. Yes, it was the first meeting for 2021, and it was held at the club rooms at Capulet Crescent, Modbury West, and after the general business had been transacted, we had a very good lecture by Adam, VK5GA, and the subject was about amateur satellites. So Adam gave us a very good illustrated lecture and a bit of the history of amateur radio satellites. And thank you very much, Adam, for that excellent presentation. Certainly very fascinated by the antennas that you'd made for the use with satellite work. So everybody enjoyed it all, and afterwards we all cleaned up to make sure that we obeyed the COVID rules. And don't forget, of course, the other activities that are currently being run by the North East Radio Club. There is the virtual coffee club at 9 a.m. every Wednesday morning on the Houghton repeater, 146.850 MHz, very ably run by the barista Phil, VK5SRP. So come on up and join in the fun with the virtual coffee club. And if you want the real coffee club, then get along to the library at the Tea Tree Gully Library and join in the real coffee club. And of course, all the COVID rules apply. So that's every Wednesday at 10 a.m. And of course, there's the F Troop Net every Fridays at 5 p.m. And that's on the linked repeater system. And that's always a good time to have a bit of a talk with other radio amateurs at that time on a Friday. So come on up at 5 p.m. on the linked repeater system for the F Troop Net. Well, that's your lot for this week. Stay safe, 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with the latest news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. The January picnic on Sunday the 17th of January at the Marion RSL was a great success, with 60 plus people attending, and we have 5 children under the age of 7 years. The weather was cool and the children were able to play under the trees, and a cricket match was the order of the day. The RSL catering was a typical barbecue picnic and was enjoyed by all. Our first face-to-face QSO for a long time will be at the AGM on February the 18th, and it is time to think about the AHARS committee for 2021. AHARS needs you. I will send out the document outlining the duties of those on the committee and a nomination form. If you feel moved to join the committee, fill out this form and post it to me at PO Box 501 Modbury, or scan and send via email. I already have a volunteer for the position of secretary. Christine will be doing the supper in a COVID-safe way. Thank you, Christine, for all the effort you've put into the supper over the years. At the AGM, Paul, VK5PAS, will be showing and telling you about the AHARS website. Paul, the webmaster, has been doing a great job of the AHARS website and has now taken over responsibility for the AHARS history. A big thank you, Paul, for all your efforts. At a committee meeting during 2020, we decided to increase the subs by $5 for non-WIA members. Pat has pointed out that these people cost us extra for our WIA-provided insurance. The stubs are still $20 for WIA members and $25 for non-WIA members, if paid before the end of March. After that date, there will be a $5 late fee. You can pay in person at the AGM in February or by direct deposit. The direct deposit details are on the web, but just in case, the name is Ahaz, the BSB is 105186, and the account number is 036-248-940. Just in case you couldn't write that down in a hurry, I'll read it out again. The BSB is 105186, and the account number is 036-248-940. Please do not forget to include your name and or your call sign in your details. Ahaz is running a training and assessment weekend on the 27th and 28th of February at the Shack. If you or someone you know wishes to sit for an assessment, contact the club's training officer, Sassy VK5SN, by sending an email to vk5sn@wia.org.au and let him know that you wish to attend. He will send back a confirmation of what you require to bring, along with any other information that you may need. Upgrade exams are also held on the Sunday. Again, contact Sassy to book yourself in for these. Keep an eye on your emails and an ear on the Sunday broadcast to find out what Ahaz is planning for 2021. My email address is vk5srp@wia.org.au. That's all for this week, 73.
And news from the Scouts Radio Activity Group.
Good morning, this is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with information regarding a Scouts amateur radio event. Scouts Australia, the SA branch, are running a Special Interest Areas Expo Day for SIA teams to share ideas to support special interest areas as part of a program. Scouts from all sections are invited to come along and see what resources and support is available for them to be able to reach their goals in Scout Award System. Jota and Jotai is being promoted at the Expo Day with some amateur radios set up to run HF, VHF and UHF and digital radio. The Australian Scout HF calling frequencies, 80 metres, 3.650 megahertz voice, 40 metres, 7.090 megahertz voice, 20 metres, 14.190 megahertz voice. UHF and VHF on VK5RAD 147.000 megahertz with a negative offset, and VK5RAD 439.925 megahertz with a negative offset. C4FM fusion on VK5RDF 438.1125 megahertz with a negative 7 megahertz offset, and VK5RDF 147.26250 megahertz with a negative 1.6 megahertz offset. It will be appreciated greatly if youth members could make contacts with amateur operators from around South Australia during the day to get a brief introduction to the amateur radio. The site will be open to youth members from 1300 hours to 1500 hours on Saturday the 6th of February. It will be appreciated if you can make some contact in the 2-hour period. Bruce VK5VAB and Paul VK5AOS are assisting Brett Callan, the Scout leader of the Edinburgh Park Scout Group and the Project Commissioner of Jota Jotai of Scouts Australia South Australian Branch. Thank you. Regards in 73s, Alan VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.